Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Thanks for joining me on today's podcast. Today's podcast is something a little different than normal. Today's podcast is going to take us back years and years and years ago. In fact, the title of today's podcast is Do Not Despise These Small Beginnings. Now, I thought about what I might want to put in this particular podcast, and I realized that we all have something in common, all of us. We have at least one thing in common, and that's the fact that we all had a first job. Now, I began to think about that first job I had, and I got to be honest with you, before I go too far into today's podcast, I want to tell you, I hated that job. I kind of despised those small beginnings at that point, but looking back, we can't do that. In fact, what I was originally going to title this episode was what I learned from my first job. Now, let me explain what that first job was before I go any further. My stepdad was a cement contractor, one of the toughest jobs I think people can do, right? It physically is demanding. He was his own business owner, so that was mentally, probably emotionally demanding. It was a really, really tough job. But from the time of about 12 years old, I never had another summer vacation. I didn't play with my friends as young kids past that age. I didn't go swimming at the community pool. I didn't go to the lake during the summer with all of my friends when they did that, and they had all this time off. Of course, they thought I was the luckiest person in the world. I made $1.85 an hour, and they couldn't imagine what it would be like to make $1.85 an hour, to actually have a little bit of money. Well, let me tell you exactly what it was like. 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, I got up, and by 7 at the very latest, we were on the job. Shirts off by about 8:30 or 9 a.m., because I live in an area that it is about 105 to 110 degrees in the summer. And about 2 o'clock, we're packing up to head off the job and back home. And what most people don't realize, and they're all thinking, well, 2 o'clock, that sounds good. You got the rest of the day. Nope. By being in the sun all that much time, by getting up that early, you didn't have the rest of the day to do anything. You had the rest of the day to go back and cool off, maybe with an air conditioner, maybe with a garden hose, right? Get a little bit of rest, maybe even sleep for a little while before you get up, have dinner, and then go to bed and do it again. But I look back at that first job, and I want to talk to you today so that hopefully you can look back at your first job. You can look back and make a list, either a mental list or a written list of what you learned from your first job. First thing that I learned how to sacrifice. I learned how to sacrifice. Now, don't get me wrong, it was a forced sacrifice. If I would have had my way, I would not have been working in the concrete industry at 12 years old. I just wouldn't have done it. I would have been out goofing off with other 12-year-olds. But I learned to sacrifice. Looking back, I made that sacrifice. I lost some summers, but gained so much more. I learned how to get up. You know, many people struggle just getting up, you know, getting up in the morning. I was laughing and joking with my wife Raquel not too long ago about how great it sounds to have a Saturday coming up with no plans, right? And then in the morning, about an hour into your day, you look at each other and say, I can't do this no plan thing. See, mentally it sounds great, but when you're in the middle of it, you know, we both have a tremendous work ethic. We just can't do nothing very well. I learned how to get up. I learned how to stick it out. Now, again, I really didn't have a lot of choices, so I had to convince myself in my own mind, this is what I'm going to do this summer. Now, what I didn't know is this is also what I was going to do next summer, and this is what I was going to do this summer after that. So I learned how to stick it out. I learned how to push through. You know, it's very physically demanding. I was, you know, very worn out. My job was to clean the dirt. At 12 years old, my job was to clean the dirt out of the trenches that the trencher had created. So they pour footings, concrete footings in these trenches. My job was to clean the trenches out. I can remember one day, my stepdad was looking down at me, not because he was looking down at me in a sense, but he was standing on the ground. I was in the trench and he was looking down. And I grew up in a time in which I was intimidated by adults. Some of you as well. You would have never backtalked, smart mouth, all the stuff that, you know, we kind of know happens today. We would have never done it. I was intimidated by him. And he looked at me though. And he told me, he said, son, I think you're doing a great job. And that was very encouraging. And then he said something that totally messed me up. He said, in fact, I think you have a future in this business. And in my mind, I'm thinking, the only thought I could, you want to bet? I'm going to push through today. I'm going to push through this week. I'm going to push through this month and this summer. And I guess I'm going to push through the next summer as well. But I learned how to push through. The next thing I learned was how to set goals. How to set goals. In fact, one giant goal. Determine what you want to do other than this for the rest of your life. This is not it. My goal was to get out of that business, right? And to be able to figure something else out. And I learned work ethic in general, just how to work hard. I learned discipline and I learned tenacity. But most of all, I learned about me. I learned where I fell short in some of these areas prior to being pushed. You know, I used to be not happy. I can't really say I was angry about working those summers, but I was definitely not happy about working those summers. But you know, here's what I know for sure. If any of that would have changed, I can't say I'd be doing this today. I can't say that I would be where I am professionally today. I don't know if I would have the same work ethic. I don't know if I would have the same disciplines. I don't know if I'd have the same tenacity. So we have to make sure that we never despise the small beginnings. That's what I learned from my first job. Think about it. What did you learn from yours? What traits in your character, in your demeanor, in your behaviors do you have today that are a result of you doing something significantly uncomfortable when you were young? Maybe you need to reach out and thank the person who put you in a spot to make you uncomfortable when you were young, so because of where you are today. Now, I know this is a little bit of a different podcast, but I had to share it with you because sometimes when we get busy, we get stressed. And all you have to do is go back and look at the past when you possibly did something you did not like, and to me, that I hated, so that played a role in where you are and where I am today. Hey, I hope this podcast has been encouraging to you. And again, if there's anyone in the industry that you want to pass this on to, please always, always do that. If you have any topics you'd like me to discuss on the next podcast or on an upcoming podcast, email me at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for joining me on this episode, and I'll talk to you next time.